the rest of the story. He was just a little dog. You could tell yourself that as you looked down at the grassy grave beneath the ancient mulberry tree in the yard where he played. He was just a little dog. One must cross the bridge of an entire century to the day his human family had thus laid him to rest. It was better for him this way, they rationalized, paralyzed as were his hindquarters following a stroke at the age of 11. And after all, he was just a little dog. But that black and white fox terrier, Nipper was his name, would for always occupy an otherwise unfillable place in the hearts of those who had loved him. It was a fair morning, the spring of 1884, that the Mark Henry Barodes of Bristol, England, increased their number by one small one. The children heard Daddy's voice before realizing that he had returned home. "Come see what I have," he said. Well, what he had was a 3 months young puppy. How intelligent he seemed from the very beginning, appearing to understand when he'd become the topic of admiring conversation, curious about everything which he inferred was the slightest out of place. Nipper, who got his name the first time he took Daddy's trouser cuff in his teeth to keep him from leaving the house. Nipper soon learned the lay of the new land, and not merely the cottage and the yard, but the neighborhood surrounding and those who lived there. He was well established all about by the time Uncle Francis visited and met him for the first time. Henry's brother was completely captivated. "A wonderful animal," Francis declared. And no sooner had he than Nipper romped into the parlor and assumed that charming pose. Francis observed, delighted. "Too precious to go unshared," he said, and with that Henry's brother drew a sketchbook from his coat pocket and proceeded to draw what he saw. Later, from that drawing, Francis painted the pup's picture in more vivid detail. For you see, Uncle Francis was an artist, Francis Barod, and it was because of him that we, these many generations later, know Nipper. For the portrait became famous, preserving forever that happy afternoon Henry's brother came to call and the memory of an adored and adoring companion in his prime. Of course, nothing stays the same. The children grew up, then grew apart. Family members passed away, so eventually Francis took the family terrier to live with him at his home in southwest London. Nipper died September of 1895, and he is buried, as you know, beneath a mulberry tree at 77 Clarence Street, Kingston-on-Thames. He was just a little dog, and yet it'll never be forgot, at least by those who know, that once upon an amusing misapprehension, Henry Burroughs' black and white terrier pup came running when he thought he had heard Henry calling, "Here, boy!" What he had in fact heard was the Victrola. He'd heard a recording of Henry speaking. And thus confused, Nipper sat there for the longest time, listening beside the horn of that then modern recording device. And appropriately, Brother Francis would call the portrait that resulted his master's voice. All your life you've known the uniquely identifying emblem of the company now called RCA, but now you know the rest of the story.